The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Yud, thank you, Halacha Aleph and Beis, talks about Chuppah and the Suet, which is the subject of today's shir. We'll expand into Kinyan Chatzer. Wow, now we're going to get to Kinyan Chatzer. Just watch. So the Rambam says, the Rabbanon and Arusa Zasur Labayla, calls Machi Bibes Abiyah. Even if he was Makadosh of Abiyah, but another Biyah would be Asur until Nesuin. So how does the Rambam describe Nesuin? What creates the state of Nesuin? The Rambam says three things. Achiyavi Oso Latos Beso. He brings her into his house. The Yisyache Dima. Yichud. The Afrishen Olo. Not clear what that means. He designates her to himself, to him. So the Rambam describes three stages, three things as what he will then go on to say. This is called Knisa L'chuppa, and that creates a state of Nesuin. So again, Yodhi Yisrael L'teich Beisai, the Yisyach Edima, the Afrishen Olo. Then the Rambam says, the Yichud Zeh, who hanikra knisa l'chuppa, for who hanikra nesuin b'chol makom. So first of all, when he talks about knisa l'chuppa and who hanikra nesuin, he just refers to the yichud. Out of the three things he said, yachnisena l'tof beso, the yisyach edima, the afrishena lo, whatever that means, he then says the yichud zeh. So what does the Yichud Zeh refer to? The second of the three things? We'll see. The Yichud Zeh, and then his whole description is Madna. You would expect the Rambam to say, the Yichud Zeh hu hanikra k'nisa l'chuppah, hu me'oz nasis nesuah. Not for hu hanikra nesuin, or ma'oz. You would expect him to say that creates a state of nesuin. Just like the Kinyan of Kiddushin, the Rambam says, creates the state of Erisin. And in the beginning of Ishus, when he talks about Erisin, B'chivan shenikmas ha'isha nasas mekudeshes, the isha shenikmas bech b'shvay tubeyu, he hanikras mekudeshes, so he knew arrestes. So he used to say, v'yichu zeh hanikra k'nisa l'chuppa, the isha that undergoes k'nisa l'chuppa, he hanikras nesua. Not the yichu zeh hanikra k'nisa l'chuppa, v'hu hanikra nesuin b'chol mako. Very strange loss. Okay, and then why? And the reference to the yichud. Then in Halacha Beis says, "Kiva chenichlas aharusa lechupa." It becomes mutter for him to be boil her by reyu ishto gemura. Umishat tekanes lechupa. Here he says already, umishat tekanes lechupa nikras nesua atal pisha lo nivala. So in other words, he's madgish that really bia should be creating this state. You don't need bia. Kanes l'chuppah is good enough. But v'hu shetiyah ruyah l'bila. Okay? And then the famous Rambam says, Avlam hoysa nida, so then afal pisha nitnasa l'chuppah v'nis yachay vima. Here I have to totally admit, I even after the whole shir, I don't understand this lashon of Rambam. Afal pisha nitnasa l'chuppah v'nis yachay vima. He just got through saying the yichud zeh who hanikra k'nisa l'chuppah. What's that? Touch bill against me? No such luck. What? What is that? Oh. Okay. Avolam hoysa nida avol bisha niklas l'chuppah v'nisyach edima lo gomru hanisuin. The nisuin are not complete. So obviously the Rambam's trying to tell us something, and we have to figure out what it is he's saying. Because, first, so again, he's madgish that really there should be bia going on, but it doesn't have to be. Once she's nikras, tekanis l'chuppa, she's nikras nesua anyway, but she has to at least be ruya l'bila. And then he says, but if she's a nida, so even though nikras l'chuppa nesua, lay gomru ha'nisuin. So that there is a little nesuin, but it's low gomru. So, all of this needs beer. Now, the Ran, in the beginning of Ksuvos, brings that. So we're walking away, now turning our attention to the Ran in Ksuvos. The Ran discusses the issue of Chuppos Nida. He starts off bringing down Shitas, which are obviously not the Rambam Shitas, that the problem with Chuppos Nida is that you have to be Nisyached with her, and Pashut, it's also to be Nisyached with her, since there was no Bia yet. So if you remember from the beginning of Tzubas, when there was no Bia yet, so Yichud's also with Ishto Nida, before there was any Bia. So you're not allowed to do it. So how could you be Nisyached with her? She's a Nida. So that's not the Rambam's problem, as we saw. The Rambam's problem was that you need a woman who's real of Bia, and she's not real of Bia. The Ran brings down, obviously, there was some Rishonim who held that was the problem. And he says, but the Evan, of course, it's good. Obviously, that's not the Rambam. And if the problem is that it's also, so but the Evan, it's going to be good. The Rambam has a different problem. You need real of Bia, and says, but the Evan, it's not good. Okay. So the problem the Ran has with the Eved Mahanya, then he brings on other sheikhs. Okay, let's wait. In the fifth parak, the Ran attacks the Rambam sheikh. Because the Rambam, as we said, doesn't talk about the fact that Yichud's also, he talks about getting real Abiyah, you don't have real Abiyah. And the Ran attacks the Rambam from the Sugya of Yesh Chuppah Psulais. There's a Sugya in Yevamis which says very clearly that you could have a Chuppah with Psulais, with women that you're not allowed to marry. You could have a Chuppah, Yesh Chuppah Psulais, and it's Chal, and the Gemara talks about it, that it's good and valid. So obviously that's a Kash on the Rambam that holds that you need real beer to have Chuppah, and Chuppah's needs is no good. Or at least logomru hanesuin, whatever that means. While the sugya and yevamis seems to not have a problem with yesh chuppah lepsulois with a pay, as the gemara there says. That's the Ran's kash on the Rambam. He alludes to it on the Veis, but he says it more specifically, more as a kasha on the Rambam shita in the fifth parak, in parak afalpi. The Ran then says his own shita that chuppah has nothing to do with yichud. But it has to do with bringing her into the house. Now really we saw that in the Rambam also. Remember, the Rambam described chuppah as three things. Or at least he described three things going on when you have chuppah. Yachnisena l'tof beso, v'yisyache dima, v'yafrishen alone. Whatever that means. But then the Rambam focuses on the yichud. Yichud is Nikras Knisa L'Chuppah, which we're not sure, like what's in the Ram, they focus on that middle thing. You need to real appear. The Ram, in Acherim Omrim, focuses really on the first thing that the Rambam mentioned. The Rambam also mentions that Chuppah is bringing her into his house. And that's all it is. So there's nothing wrong with Anita. There's no reason why you need real. And in that, Knisa L'Chuppah, you don't need real appear. In the Rambam's picture, this all is going to be Musgur Mitzvah Shem. Right now it's really without beer. But just to give you the setup, in the Rambam's picture, Rambam mentions three things, but focuses on the Yichud, and then talks about it, Afalpi Shalom Nivala. But at least, Nisyachirima, but you need real of beer, okay? The Ran focuses on the Yachnisena Lebesa. Now you could have said Yachni Sena the Toch Beis also needs real of beer. You could have said that, but the Ran, just very matter of factly, says Chuppah is that he's Machnas Har Lirshusoi, and therefore we don't care. She's a Nida or not. It's not Negeos. We don't care. Nothing to do with that, and therefore we don't care. That's why Yesh Chuppah Lepsulois, because you don't need real of beer because it's not. It has nothing to do with Yichud. But again, the Rambam didn't say Yichud is a problem because it's also that Yichud. The Rambam says you need real beer. So you have to understand like why it's Mukhrich that these things are linked. They're not necessarily linked, L'chaira. But the Rambam obviously had a different picture of Chuppah in Gansin, even though he mentioned Yachnisena L'Tach Beisai, and then the other Shittas in the Rambam. Okay, so we'll explain everything. Rashi and Yevamos. There's a Rashi and Yevamos on Mem Hey. See, that's why I'm not good at giving out Maran Mekaymos. Am I supposed to give out the Rashi and Yevamos on Mem Hey? I don't know. It's just, if I give you all the Maran Mekaymos, I would expect you to figure out the whole Shia yourself. You can't do that. I don't know why not, and I wouldn't have to come at night. I would have a night off. See, that's the chat when you have a Shia that's like basic. So you always think if you give out the Martin McClendon, you're going to figure out the Shia. Why not? Just follow the line of reasoning. That's the problem. Rashi and Yevamos says that Akum, a guy, has no din of chuppah. That Memheyam and Aleph, Rashi is, the Vyamaskal Chai Bilavin. He says that a guy, Beshiltas Ramachoi, Mapik Meha, the Bulas Baal, the Dashinan, the Sanhedrin, Bulas Baal Yeshlohan. A guy is married, and he's boiled his wife. Nichnasal Chuppa, Veloy Nivala, Ein Lohan. They don't muster the Chuppa. Or at least it doesn't work. So you have to understand, first of all, where does it say chuppah in the Torah? And if it says it, so a guy would have chuppah, like why would you need a pasuk that a guy has no chuppah? Why should he? Why should he have chuppah? Okay. Now we go back to the Rambam that we've been talking about the last few weeks, but from a slightly, we're going to look at it from a different angle now. Rambam describes the state of Ishus before Matan Torah. So a guy wants to get married. What does a guy do? He says, Machniso lebeso. The guy is Machniso lebeso. He takes her into his house. Uboyale. Those two things. If you think back now, we'll develop the whole idea, but if you think back to the Rambam's description of chuppah, he says, machniso lebeso, and he's mesyached with her, v'yafrishenu lo. When the Rambam describes a goy wanting to get married, wanting to have nesuin, he says, machniso lebeso, ubo ala beino lebeinatzmo. And then he says what I think is a strange lotion. Rabbi never mentioned this, but v'tia lo le'isha. V'tia lo le'isha. Should be his wife. Machnisa lebeso, bolo b'nei l'minachmo, v'tia lo le'isha. So that's how a guy has the suing.
If he doesn't have a house, he can't get married.
I assume he can have any rishus. And echnami, if he just lives on a park bench.
It's in the parents.
It's told, what?
It's
if he lives in his parents' house and he doesn't pay rent, and echnami, he has a problem. Or he doesn't have a problem. Depending on how you view marriage. I mean, nowadays the Briskas rent the yichud room, so he could, if he ever wanted to get married, he just has to give a couple dollars to his parents and rent the room for one night, and then he can get married. That's what he, on a practical level, that's what he would do. He would rent it one night, and that's what the Briskas do by the Chasen Hall. They rent the yichud room. Well, let's first explain everything, and then we'll get back to renting the yichud room. Normally we talk about when you talk about being poyel lechalois, you do a maisa and you're poyel lechalois, you do a maisa meshicha and you make a chalois kinyan, you do a maisa kiddushin and you make a chalois b'kudeshes. So normally we're talking about a chalois din. You want a certain din to be chal, a legal state, we called it last week. We call the din a legal state. You want a legal status to be chal, And a certain pa'ula, the Torah says a certain pa'ula creates that legal status. Whether it's a ma'isa kinyan, usually we're talking about ma'isa kinyan, a ma'isa kiddushin, a ma'isa yibum, whatever the ma'isa happens to be, it creates the legal status. Sometimes, though, and I'm going to show examples of this, sometimes you have a matzav, I'll call it. It's just, I'm just making up a word. You can make up your own word, I'll make up this word. You have a matzav, a state, and for whatever reason, there could be a variety of reasons. No, they're not talking about a din. They're talking about a state of reality. And for some reason, there's no particular ma'isa that creates this state. And the only way to create the state is by actually doing it. So you've created the state by doing it. I'll give you two examples of this that have nothing to do with what we're talking about now. The Ritva in Kiddushin, there's a Gemara in Kiddushin where the Gemara has the Gemara presents a shita, some on my rom hold, or according to the Gemara Tanoim hold, that when you borrow something, you really can't make it. The Gemara says, baka by kanai, loy baka by loy kanai. The only way to borrow something is by actually using it. You borrow someone's axe, so if you use it, so you acquire it. You acquire your kinyan shela. You borrowed it. And if you didn't, Bakabo, you can't. So the Ritva has an arichus. I was about to say a long arichus, but I'll say that for my drushes, a long arichus. The Ritva has an arichus in Kiddushin that memzayin on the days. We want to know why not? What happened to good old Mashiach? Like, what's this weird thing? No Mashiach. You want to make a kinyan? Go make a Maisa kinyan. And whoever heard of something becoming chal? Whoever heard of such a kinyan? Because he assumes it's kinyan. Whoever heard of such a kinyan that you go ahead and you use it? Whoever, it's not kinyan. We don't find kinyanim like that. So he goes. I won't go through the whole Ritva, because it's not my chaos now. Certainly not. But the point is, the Ritva explains that She'ela really has no way of being created through a Maisa Kinyan. And he goes through it because he says, "What, you don't own anything, nothing's yours. If you, it's not Guf L'Peiros." He goes through a whole Cheshbon. It's not a Kinyan L'Zman. It's not Guf L'Peiros. And he explains why it couldn't be this and it couldn't be that. So there's no way to make a Kinyan on it. So you can't shaft a din that you've borrowed this chafetz. There's no way to create that legal state. There's no way. And he explains why. Because it's not this and it's not that. So there's no way for a Maisa Kinyan to relate to it. And he ends up saying no Maisa Kinyan could work. Because you're not really kaina anything. Because if you're kaina, you wouldn't be mechuyev an oinsin. And it's only a schus ishtamshus. And you have no way of being kaina a schus ishtamshus. Because it's not in the guf akli. And your Maisa Kinyan can only relate to the guf akli. And the kids are giving you over the Ritva's Arichus. She says, so you can't become it. Like, no way. She says, so the only way is just, so buckable. So I'm explaining. Borrowing something, the Ritva is saying, and this, the Ritva holds like that, and that's how he's explaining this Shita in the Gemara of buckable kano, lo buckable, lo kano. You might have heard. I mean, the contrast of that shita, which is the way we pass it, is a Gemara in Ashayel that says, Tiknu b'shicha b'shayimrin, that there's a special takonas chazal that you borrow something by making b'shicha. But that's a special takonah, you really can't. So that's the two shitas. There's one Amayra holds, boka boy konoi, loy boka boy. Boka boy means using the axe, chopping with the axe. Boka boy konoi, loy boka boy, loy konoi. And then there's a sheet of Tiknu Mashiach B'Shaymen, Kederach Shetiknu Mashiach B'Lukufes. Okay. So the Ritva, though, says, that it explains, what's an special Takanas Chazal? She says, there's no real way to have a Kinyan Shela, because Kinyan doesn't relate to Shela. It can't. It technically is going to break down. Mechanically, there's not going to be a way for you to be Kaina a Shela. So the only thing is to use it. So that's what the so I understand the Ritva to be saying that. In other words, it's just a matzah. It's just a reality. You're using someone else's chayfetz, and he gave you permission to use it. That's all. And that's not really a legal state. And you can't create that as a legal state. There's no way. Mechanically, there's no way to create that legal state. Because of the nature of a schus ishtamshus, because of the nature of what Dekel Lepeiros is, and the nature of what a shoyel is, and the fact that a shoyel is mechuyev anointsin, is a long ritva, a long lomda shechesboinus, step by step. He's very, very precise and analytical. He says, there's no real way. So what's left? So what's left is you have a matzav. The matzav is that you're using someone else's chayfetz with reshus. So the only way to create that matzav is by doing it. Bokaboy. Kanoi. What does kanoi mean? He says, that was a special takonos chazal also. Because he can't be kanoi, really. So kanoi just means chazal had rachmanos on you. Then you're going to borrow an axe, and in the middle of chopping it, the guy's going to go take it back. So they said kanoi. It's also takonos chazal. But the way to be kanoi, there's no way to be kanoi. There's no action could relate to the reality of the state that you're using someone else's chayfetz. You have permission to use someone else's chayfetz. There's no maisa kinyan that makes sense that could make that state. And as it turns out, there isn't. There's just a mandiyama that tiknu mashicha b'shoimrin. They were just masakin it, and you know, have a nice day. Just do it, and we'll say it works. So the way to create the state of this matzah, I'll call it, is just by doing it. Bokavai. You started using it. Yeah, you're using the person's things with permission. That's one example. Another example I hold is the kinyan chotzer. We've all heard the din, the phrase that chotzer shalodim kainaloi shaloi midaita. Now, did you ever stop and think how it's magic? Like, who's making the kinyan? Like, what's that magic? Like, what do you mean, chatzah shalom kanei shaloi midaita? Like, you don't know about it. It's sitting in your chatzah, and boom, it becomes yours. Why is it sitting there? It becomes yours. Like, what's the maisa kinyan? Where's there a kinyan? How is it kanei shaloi midaita? And it's interesting. We'll see in a moment. I'll tell you where the kinyan chatzah is learned from. It's very, very interesting where you learn out the kinyan chatzah from. But I think the whole idea of chaser shlomi pelah shlomi daita is a double pelah. Like how and why and what made the kinyan? Like even if you'll say that some sort of magical maisa kinyan, but shlomi daita, so you didn't have in mind to be kinyan. So how are you kinyan? Where's the kinyan? What made the kinyan? Who made the kinyan? What made the kinyan? We're not talking about dasacheres makne. Chaser shlomi pelah shlomi daita is even no dasacheres makne. And then if you remember your Bava Metzia, because everybody gets up to Daf Yud, it was two others maybe. Chotzu mitam shlichas, the Gemara says. There's a mandiyam of chotzu mitam yad, and chotzu mitam shlichas. And this is something like for years, chotzu mitam shlichas makes absolutely no sense. What does it mean? What does it mean chotzu mitam shlichas? But what's the kinyan? Chotzu mitam yad, I understand. It's like you put something in the guy's hand. Chotzim Tam Shlichus is you gave it to his shliach. No, but where's the kinyan? Like, it doesn't answer the question. Chotzim Mishimayas Raboy. How does the mechanics of the kinyan chotzim work? Mishum Yad or Mishum Shlichus? Why Mishum Shlichus? But the shliach also has to make the kinyan. Like, what does Mitam Shlichus say? The Torah says it's very interesting. You know, there's two makaris for the kinyan chotzim. And one is get, that you can put a get into the lady's chutzah, and the other is geneva, that a ganav could steal through having the chayfetz be in his chutzah. And he motzei timotzei biyodoi, klal v'prat v'klal, eimei elo yodoi, chaser gago, chaser karfifo minayim, tamad loymar yodoi mikomokvei, very nice. You know what these two things have in common? A get and a geneva. They have in common that they don't start off. They're not primarily a maisa kinyan. They're primarily what I'm calling a matzav. V'nasu b'yodah. You don't start off a get by being machmir a get to her. It's not a kinyan to get. And that's mavur in the sugya. There's even some rishonim that hold he can't be machmir a get to her. It's not even chal. And if you hold it is because through that it's v'nosam biyada also. But the whole gita v'yada b'an ke'echar, I mean, get is primarily not a kinyan. The nesinas haget liyada is primarily what I'll call a matzah. V'nosam biyada, you put it in a hand. Geneva, certainly not primarily a kinyan. The parish of Geneva starts that you have Yenazach in your Rishus. That state of reality. As we said last week, it doesn't start off with a kinyan. You can be kind of the other person's thing. The reason for kinyan and Geneva is already Lacher HaMaisa in order to have certain attributes of the parsha. Mechanically, they're only going to work with a kinyan Geneva. But the Etzem Geneva doesn't start off primarily with a kinyan. I can't go be kind of someone else's payment. I have a stake where I have Yenim Chesetz in my Rishus. Right? I put Yenim Chesetz in my Rishus. So it's interesting that the whole Kinyan Chotzer, sometimes, what I'm suggesting, I'm not sure if Abba said it, but I'm suggesting is that the whole Kinyan Chotzer is not a Maisa Kinyan in the conventional sense of the word. That it's Poyal Achalois Kinyan. It's a Maisa Kinyan and it's Poyal Achalois Kinyan. Chatzera Shalotim Kainalai is because it starts off with the matzah. The chayfetz is by you. So the chiddush of chatzera is that the chayfetz is by you. It's like Bata Vaikanai of the Ritva, of the Gemara and Kiddushin. It's by you. That's it. You started the ball rolling, and you learn out from get and geneva. It's beautiful because get and geneva have that common denominator that it's not primarily a kinyan. So you learn out, you know, the kinyan chotzer, you learn out from there, you learn out that it creates a matzav, that the chayfetz is by you. You're a gadol, the chayfetz is by you. V'nosam v'yoga, the get's by you. So that's all, even by moment, even by mekach u'memkach, even by metzia, even by hefker, the pshat and the kinyan chotzer, it's like, chotzer shalom kainas loy shaloy midai. Like, why, how, what? It's the kinyan, so to speak, of boka by kanai. It's that the chayfetz is by you. It's chal and the chayfetz. So kinyan is like the toitzah of the matzav being chal. Just like by boka by kanai, you have only the tchilas hamatzav, because that's all there is, the Ritva and Kedushin explains. You are using someone else's chayfetz birshus. So by chatzar also, like it gets the ball rolling, so to speak, that the chayfetz is by you, and that's chatzar mitam shlichus just means that the chatzar having it is like you have it. Chatzar mitam yad means you have it. Chatzar mitam shlichus means you don't have it. Your chatzar has it, but it's only a description of a reality of a matzah. The chatzar has it, and then we say if the chatzar has it, it's like you have it, and in the Gemara's terminology, that's called chatzar mitam shlichus. That the chatzar having it is like you're having it. What's the difference if we say chatzar mitam yad, that you have it, or there's the chatzar has it, and the chatzar having it is like you have it? That's an inyan of shlichus. That's the Gemara says what the differences will be. We might apply shlichus baravera perhaps, or maybe if Tana has a yad, she doesn't have shlichus. There's no transitive property of ke'ilu by a katan or a katana. So that's the differences. But the kinyan chotzer l'mashal, like the Ramban says, that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that only kesef is kain and not meshicha, so the Ramban holds, but chotzer for sure is kain. Chotzer, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, chotzer is kain. Where, what, who, there's no makara. You need kesef. Meshicha is no good, hakbo is no good, mesir is no good, nothing's good. Chazaka is no good, eh? Only kesef. Ramban gives a chatzar too. Because chatzar is not a king. Chatzar is that you have it. You started the ball rolling. The matzav has been created by the reality that you have it. And shlichus, and now shlichus makes sense. Shlichus means chatzar has it. It's ke'ilu, kamosa, and shlichus. Ke'ilu, you have it.
Not saying it's not a kinyan.
The kinyan comes afterwards. It's not primary, it's not a maisa kinyan. By Geneva also, and by get also, the chalois V'nasam biyada, when done properly, she is then kind of the get. But she's kind of the get as a taitsa'a of v'nasam biyada. It's not a description of v'nasam biyada. You're not makna the get to her. You just give her the get. I'm in a minefield here. Manasa means you're giving it.
I couldn't give it. I'm saying the fact that it's in her hand.
That's why I don't know what you're going from. Right. Right. The get is chal by it being in her hand. Tlikitech me al gabe karka is learnt out from Manasa biyada, which means the get has to be in her hand because you're giving it.
See, how could it be currently giving to Manasa?
You're right. You're right. If we want to focus on get, it would be more precise to say the get being biyada is the matzav, not the act of the nesina. And the chanami, I'm not being nachas lahachina.
Why
are the
nachas? The
proper chalois haget creates the dynamic of the kinyan, not the kinyan creates the dynamic of the get. That's the point. By Geneva, Yenef Chayfetz by you creates the Kenyan Geneva. It doesn't start with Kenyan. It starts with Matzah. What? That's true. In fact, Mimakom Shabasi, it's a good point. Mimakom Shabasi, see, it gets more complicated than that, right? Because indeed, when there's a description of Geneva by Chotzer, there's a fact, the Rashi says the animal went into his Chotzer and he closed the door. And the Ktzois in Shin Mem Ches Beis is bothered by this Rashi because this is the Makor of Kinyan Chotzer, and Kinyan Chotzer needs no Meiser. So it's true, again, there's an aspect of Geneva where if you don't have kinyan, if you don't do a pa'ula, then you have to trigger the geneva in order for it to work. You have to trigger it by a ma'isa. So that's why you have to do some sort of ma'isa kinyan. But you see, Le Marshall, closing the door by a chatzar is enough. Now, you need some sort of technical ma'isa. But I still say that the kishkis of a gneva is that Yenis Chayfetz is by you in Rishus. Not by Mekachu Memkar Lamashal, the kishkas of the Mekachu Memkar is that you are kind of the Chayfetz. But the kishkas of gneva is that you have the other person's Chayfetz. For some technical reasons, that has to goof and come with a Maisa Kinyan. But again, I would maintain that it's not primarily a Kinyan that's going on. Gezel is not a Kinyan. Gezel is a matzav. That Yenis Chayfetz is by you in Rishus. To create that matzav, you need a certain pa'ula. Okay, but this is getting off the subject. I wanted to give these two examples. One of Chatzer, where Chatzer Shalom Kaina Loi Shaloi Midaitai. And you think about it, like, that really has no pshat. How does that create a Kinyan? Like, where's the magic there? And the Inyan of the Ritva, of Baka by Kanai, that sometimes, if for whatever reason, you have matzavim, not a chalais din, and those matzavim are brought about by doing it, by the reality of them being. Now, let's get back to the Rambam. Before Matan Torah, a guy would be machniso l'toich beisoy, uboy Allah, v'tia loy l'isha. Some timing that the Lashon Rambam of Atiyah Loi Le'isha means the suan's not a chalois. Or at least kind of Matan Torah was a chalois. Let's talk about the guy. The guy didn't shaf a chalois nesua by doing any particular pa'ula. He created the state of nesuan. So if we would stambi by Allah, that would be znus. Or it could be znus. Or it would be viewed as znus. Or it presumably would be snus. the Yachnisenu L'Toich Beisor, at least the Rambam, we'll see about the Ram in a moment, but the Yachnisenu L'Beisor makes it into a Matzah L'Vishus. It's a context. So Yachnisenu L'Beisor, Uboyala, and then the Rambam says, the Tia Leilisha, and that's it. Sucks it out, she's away. Okay, that's the Goy. The Yid, so the Rambam says as follows, what does the Yid do? He's kind of isotchila. Okay, that's we talked about in previous weeks. Yiviyena l'toich beisai. Yiviyena l'toich beisai. So he also. My point is that the yid's chuppah is also just creation of the matzahs, but by the yid it's neschadesh that he doesn't have. He can. Oh, now we have a very good word for it nowadays. We could say a virtual matzah was good enough. Perfect word. He doesn't have to have. It's the same nesuin as the guy, where he's not creating a chalois nesua. He's doing it. He's starting it. He's creating the matzah just by doing it. By the yid, he's yachnisenel l'toich beisoi, says the Rambam. And he's mesyachet with her. The yid, that's the chiddush of the pasuk. That's the chiddush. Where is it learned out from? Probably from Beis Isha. He only has to be nesiachet. But the Rambam's learning the yichud is like you say, hey, nei, the yichud, hey, nei, the bia. It's virtual bia. That's why the Rambam says, because it's the guy's the suin. So that's why the Rambam says, afa pishaloi nivah. The Ram wouldn't say, afa pishaloi nivah. The Rambam's view of nesuin is that it's tchilas hamatzuf. It's the matzah of the suin. So you have a virtual bia through the yichud. So you have the yenel l'toich beisai. And you have yichud, which is virtual bia. And then the Rambam says, v'yafrishen alo. So that has nothing really to do with what we're talking about, but just that the pshat v'yafrishen alo. See, that's the difference between a goy and a yid. A yid, v'yafrishen alo means he creates exclusiveness to him. Yafrishen alo means he makes her exclusive to him. Since a yid was kona osa tchila with erisim, so the yid's matzav of nesuin in the very fiber of the matzav is the yafrishen alo, is that she's exclusive to him. A guy doesn't have that. He might have, my son-in-law pointed out to me the other week, a guy might have a din of, ishtar d'mayeshus chaveiro. Might be also for a guy to be boy alayeshus chaveiro, but that's a gezel. He stole the other guy's wife. But in the very fiber and makeup of the issues, there's no exclusiveness. It doesn't live in the guy's issues that she's exclusive for him. It's his. So it's gezel if someone else takes her. Well, ishtoi the violations chaveiro. So that's why there's no yafrishenelo equivalent by a god. But it's the same. So the yid's chuppah. So that's why the Rambam says the he. That's why the Rambam says harehi nesua. He doesn't say that because you're not talking about a classical maisa with a classical chalois. You're talking about a matzav that's been created through tchilas hamatzav, through starting it. The guy is certainly like that. And then the yid has the yachnisenu l'toich beisai, so the context is one of ishus, not of zmus. Then he has virtual bia, and that's why the Rambam is madgish the yichud. The yichud zehu hanikra k'nisa l'chuppah, v'hu hanikra nesuin b'chol makom. That's nesuin. That's it. That's nesuin. That's what it is. That's a barehi nesuin. The proper description for such a chalois is v'hu hanikra nesuin. Okay. Now, that's the Pshat Rashi and Yevamos. Since chuppah by a yid is also just, it's not mischadish a parsha of kinyan, like a yid can do this kinyan, but since chuppah by a yid is also just techilas hamatzav, and the only part is the virtual bias, the yichud, that's really the only chiddush, so that's why we would think a guy can also do chuppah. That's what John Rashi Yavanda. So you would think a guy can also create chuppah. He also has a parsha of chuppah where he could just be yachnisenu l'toich beisoi and have yichud with her. Kamash malon the hibul azbal, that he doesn't have the parsha of nichnasa l'chuppah v'loy nivah. He doesn't have, there's no such thing by a goy of nechnas al chuppa v'loy nivala. That's all. That's the way Rabbi Chaim Gaon says it. That's how Rashi brings it up. There's no nechnas al chuppa v'loy nivala. You need nivala. It could be, I was thinking, that these two things maybe are like totally zed v'zed, the exclusiveness. In other words, the goy, where it's geshafen only through bia, so maybe it doesn't live in that an exclusiveness. Maybe the yichud, maybe it's not a coincidence that yichud means both yichud. Like by doing it through yichud, you're making the exclusiveness, because yichud doesn't only mean, yichud means there's no one else there. Like that's the chetz of yichud. So a guy is by Allah, he's by Allah. So he was by Allah. You know, and it could be someone else standing online also. A yid, since he does it through yid, there could be those two things, perhaps, a tali haba. The reason the yid has the afrishen alone, that she's exclusive, and that's part of the very fiber of the matzav of ishus, and that's the mice of the difference between the ishus of the yid and the ishus of the guy, in terms of the state of ishus. We're not talking about now the kinyan tchila, but even the state of ishus, the matzav is different, we're suggesting the afrishen alone, but that could be, is a toitzah from the fact that the yid's state is brought about just by yichud. I know, you'll ask me, but the yid can do it through bia also. Nope, and a chanani. But the fact that, like, the prime chuppah is yichud, as it's a play on words, you'll time it. Because the Rambam means yichud there alone. He doesn't mean, when he wants to say exclusive, he says v'yafrishan alone. But if you think about it, you'll realize that the definition of yichud is that there's no one else there. That's the definition. So that's why perhaps that's the perfect thing to create, to start off the matzav of the yid's ishus is yichud, and then okay, the afrishen alone. I don't know how you do the afrishen alone. Does it say something? Is it just a context? Is it just a concept that he doesn't do or say anything? I don't know. Whatever the Rambam means by every afrishen alone, but I know he means that the exclusiveness is part of the very fiber of the ishus of the yid.
During the erusin, after 6 months, they do this.
They do
they
what?
Wait for 12 months.
Yeah.
And then that's it. They've done the math of their form.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, for sure.
You know, they never asked that should be halos in the nesuah.
Maybe you need das to create the matzah. I don't know. You know what? If he wasn't by all of his nuts, but he meant to bring her into his house and have deal with her. Yeah, I'd say Nesu'in is chal. You know, there's achrayim that suggest chuppah doesn't need eidim. There's achrayim that discuss you don't need das. You certainly don't need das chuppah by kinyan, according to what I'm saying. Yeah, you don't need das kinyan. You need das to do it. You need das for that matzah. But you don't need das kinyan. What? We talked about that the last 2 weeks. Sorry. Kiddushin is only a kinyan for to have ishus, and that might be a legal state of ishus, but it's not actual ishus. Legal? No. In a legal sense, not in a real sense. The legality of it. Okay. Now, since Hashdat Asin and Lahachi, so now that we understand that the Rambam's Yichud is virtual Bia, so now, so this is such a good word, it's not a perfect word, it's virtual Bia. So now, being real a Bia is not just a condition. It's not a condition. Hey, you need real a Bia. It's to have virtual Bia. So now there's a big chilek. If a guy takes and he's going and a kohen gadol is marrying an almona, and he says, "Are you going to be my wife?" And he's marrying an almana. He's not allowed to, but he is. So Klein is marrying a grusha. He is doing it. So when he's the siachet imon, it's also virtual bia. This is his wife. I mean, it lives in this yichud. Also the bia, the virtual bia. He's marrying her. He's taking it. So yesh chuppah l'psula. It's no reason why not. But if a guy goes and he marries a wife and she happens to be a neva now, so it doesn't live in that. Why should it live in that yichud? that he's being boiled up. Like, it's like saying, think of Heine Neide Yichud, Heine Neide Bia. And think of a guy who's marrying an Amor, and he's a Siachet. So you probably would say, Heine Neide Yichud, Heine Neide Bia. But if a guy takes a wife, and he's a Siachet, and she's a Nida, so Mechitesi. Like, why should you think that he's not going to conduct himself properly? It doesn't live in the Yichud that there's Bia. She's a Nida now, so wait, she won't. She'll be a Nida, he'll be Bia. He's not marrying a Nida. An almana, a kain gadol's marrying an almana, so he's marrying an almana. So when he makes yichud with her, so and so he's marrying. So there's virtual beer there. So the Rambam's body is chupul psulas. Like a nida, you don't marry a nida. She's not like that's her. What? Lo yitzuya nidas would be permanent. You know, it's like Tysus in Yevamah on days of an hour. I will need the lakayla seer. I don't like the word because. I would say being temporary is another manifestation of the fact that it doesn't permeate a very being. Not because it's temporary. It's okay in a sense, in a Balabatis sense, it's because it's temporary. But that's not because. It's because of the nature of what it is. You don't marry a Nida. You don't marry a Nida. You don't marry a Chetz of a Nida. You don't marry it. He happens to be a Nida now. When a Kohen Gadol goes and he marries an Almana, he takes her under the chuppah, so you still have a Kohen Gadol and Talmud and an Almana Nichus of the chuppah. You still have it. So his chuppah is still a virtual Bia. But a guy marries a woman and she's a Nida now, like, why should his yichud be a virtual being? No? Okay.
But he's willing to be violated?
No, the Rambam did here. Maybe you all like the Rambam.
Because
you don't see in the yichud a bia. I think, like, let me express it this way. You wouldn't say, hey, 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 the yichud, hey, hey, the bia. Mechitesi, you'll be boiler. He's a leader now. A guy who goes through his whole life likes to be a boiler. But he's marrying an almana, so he's marrying an Isha Asurlo. So, like, you know, say, oh, he's not going to be boiler. Yeah, he's marrying
her.
A Nida's yichud is not virtual being. The guy marries a woman, at least on the face of the Nisyachin Ima, that yichud is not virtual being. Just yeah, to be a Nida that. Like that's part of the cycle of life. Making Pacey, you should see here a being, the yichud. So the guy married a woman, so he's marrying her like every person marries a woman, and she happens to be a surah. So like, why shouldn't we see her? He's marrying her, he's not allowed to marry her, he's marrying her, he's making her his wife, takes her into his house, and she's happy. So we see Bia. Okay.
So, Rabbi.
Wait, let
so,
yeah.
So,
let me finish the thought, please. I'll let you finish your thought first.
What
you're
saying,
oh, yeah, you go first.
What you're saying is that the situation where a man marries a woman who is right now in Nida is a virtual relationship. It's not fulfilled here in a physical sense.
Right.
As opposed to he who marries Kohen Gadol who marries an Almana, this is a Bia that is fulfilled. Whereas in the two situations, the man who marries the Nida, okay, the Nida is temporary. The Almana is permanent.
Right. So there we see.
So you see what I'm saying, that you've got two opposites.
Yeah. Well, opposites are not the same. Right. They're different. Right. They're different parts of the spectrum.
Meaning you could have Bia with the Kohen Gadol could have Bia with the Almana.
We have no reason to think he wouldn't. He's
right.
Married her.
Whereas whereas the man who marries a woman in Nida,
why should we think he's why should a ligand his yichud be? Now the Rambam's not a Tanai of real Abia. It's the yichud that's virtual Abia. So why should we say it is by a Nida? But by Amon Elokai Gadol, he's marrying her. So why shouldn't we say it is? Okay, this would explain the Chavya, the Shitas Aramban, famous Shitas Aramban, that you could have chuppah before Kiddushin. Ramban Shita is you could have chuppah before Kiddushin, and then the chuppah, the Nesuin will be chal when you do the Kiddushin. So Ramban holds that you could, again, since chuppah is just the creation of a reality, so the Ramban could hold that the din of tzorach shayitna isotchila is that you have to have the kiddushin first before that matzav is chal. But you could have the reality. You could have the matzav before kiddushin. So you could have the matzav before kiddushin, and then it's chal after the kiddushin. Mashenkin, those that are chaylik with the Ramban, there are those that hold you can't have chuppah before kiddushin. So they would hold that you can't even have the matzahs. You can't even create the matzah of the suin before kiddushin. So that would be that machlokes. Hold on. What? Oh yeah, the gemara. Yeah, okay. Okay. I'll skip. But we'll get to the gemara. What is that now? Actually, there is. Everything is always much more complicated. Right? Everything links to other things. There is something called Moser Ha'av L'Shluchei Habal, that there's sugyas in the fourth parak, sugyas especially, and in other places in Shas, which talks about giving over the woman to the Baal Shluchim that came together. And they're traveling with her and they're going to the Baal. Called Moser Ha'av L'Shluchei Habal. Now that creates certain dinim. For example, the Rambam himself paskins in the Dorim that after Moser Ha'av L'Shluchei Habal, then the Baal alone could be made for the Dorim. Because Chus HaFaras the Dorim alone, without the Av, is created through Moser Av L'Shluchei HaBaal. The Rambam says in Hilchos Ishus Perek Chav Beis that Moser Av L'Shluchei HaBaal allows the Baal to be Yoreishus Ishto. So, but the Rambam never uses the word Nesuin or Chuppah by Moser Av L'Shluchei HaBaal. He never uses those words. He just talks about these two totsa'os of Yerusha and Afaras Nedarim. Mashenkin, where the Rambam talks about over here in Perek Yud, where he says Yachnisen Olatash Beisa and has Yichud with her, Avapisha Loinivalo, but Yichud and Yafrishen Olo, there he talks about that's Nesuin, and only that's Nesuin, and nothing else Nesuin. And the Chiyuvim of Sherksus V'Oina, the Chiyuve Yishus, and the Heter of Ibayalha, whenever you want, that's only Chal with Nesuin. So the Rambam does allude to a legal state which is created. The Rambam does allude to a legal state which is created by a Maisa. So apparently the Rambam holds that there is such a thing. He doesn't call it Nesuin. If you want to know what I would call it, I would call it, based on the Pasuk in the Dorim and nothing else, I would call it, it's called Beis Isha. To some degree, she entered Beis Isha. It's like a Masira. See, that's already a Maisa Kinyan. See, the Inner Rambam talks like Maisa Kinyan. He was Moser Ha to the Rishus HaBaal, to the Baal. He was Moser Ha. So I guess Nadorim, I know that the Pasuk's words are the Im Beis Isha Nadora. And probably for Yerusha, okay, the Rambam passes Yerushalayim to Rabbana. So, I don't know. I don't know exactly like what the link is, why it's necessarily Tali Ha'baha. But this I do know. That the Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchos Ishus insists that you can't have the Suin, and if she's not royal the Bia, it's not Chal. And it only and Knisa the Chuppah and the Suin. The Rambam uses those words. Chuppah and the Suin is only through Yachnisan the base of Boyal of the Afrishan alone. When he talks about Moser of L'Shluchei HaBaal, that's only Lagabi Aforas, the Dorim, and Yerusha. So there he doesn't, he's very careful. He doesn't use the word Nesuin, He doesn't use the word nesua. He doesn't use the word chuppah. So it's talking that. So when the Rambam says, like gomru hanesuin, I would imagine he's talking about that. That if she's not real a bia, if he was nich, just push it like a technical cheshbon, if he was machnisa l'toich beisoi, so it's no worse than Moser Av l'shvuchei haba. So there is something there. Even if she's a nida, if you would ask me l'halacha, does the Rambam hold, if you have a nida, and it was machnisa l'beisoi, and you miyachid with her, who would be yoyrish her when she dies? I'd say, Taka, why should it be worse than Moser Av l'shvuchei haba? So why should it be worse? So that's what the Rambam means by l'gomru hanesuin. That, okay, it's still a little shred of lashon, I just realized, because according to what I'm saying, there's no nesuin at all. It's just a legal state of base isha. I don't know, tzarechiv. But that's, I do know that the Rambam never uses the word chuppah or nesuin when he describes these two dinim of Moser Av l'shvuchei haba. He doesn't use the word nesuin or chuppah. And when he describes what the goy used to do, but the yid's way of doing it, he says, "Vezui anikras knisa lechuppah v'hi nesuin." That's nesuin. So it's like boka baikana. It's like a kinyan chotzer. It's the beginning of the matzah. It's not a maisa kinyan. It's not a pu'ula that makes a certain chalois in that sense of the word. Okay.